Back for the AM meeting this week of County Council. Just give us an idea of some of the things that people can look forward to if they can tune in or check out the agenda this week.
Well, we certainly, it's an engaging agenda, 216 pages, but public, we encourage them, go online, take a look. Very important planning application. Someone's coming forward, which is their right to do, ask for a, in essence, a rural subdivision on prime agricultural land. So it's created a lot of interest if you live near County Roads 17, just to the north of Woodstock. So we trust that people will take a look at that. We've got reports dealing with water, dealing with our emergency preparedness and accessibility.
The land issue, if a residential opportunity, even if it is low density, comes forward, you know, how do you go as a council about that, to deciding, you know, what's the priority in the future? It is a growing community, all of the communities in Oxford County, but you want to keep your agricultural space for the future too.
Yes, and another report is a provincial policy statement. It clearly says we want intensification, we want to build around our urban areas and build out as need necessitates. And clearly today, the county planning department is suggesting there's not need to bring more land into the urban boundary.
I want to ask you about something, too, that had to do with a health aspect as well this week, public health and emergency services under that, a provincial grant for the development of a community paramedicine program and some recommendations around that. What does that entail?
Well, the EMS staff or paramedics are out doing about 10,000 calls a year, and some of them are repeat calls to seniors that don't have supportive health services in their home, so they call 911. So this is an attempt to use their resources and maybe use them as a referral so we can get some preventive supportive measures into those homes to provide better care for our seniors in our community.
Does that mean using, let's say, emergency service workers in that regard, or is that keeping emergency services from having to do that kind of work?
Well, it's using their resources. They're in the home to pick up the patient, and they can oftentimes observe, you know, the reality of what's there. And, you know, you put two and two together, it's like, yes, we will always respond to the 911, but if we can prevent it by having some other health support services in that home, but someone has to ask, someone has to make the referral. So we're just trying to enable them an opportunity to pass on their suggestions and increase the health and wellness in our community.
One thing over the past week was the County Ag Awards, which went on too from the Federation of Agriculture locally. You were at that event, a nice surprise for Kathy Bingham, who was there as well. Just tell us about that whole evening.
Yeah, the Ag Awards of Excellence, just a tremendous. Oxford County, very strong, very proud of our rural heritage, and any opportunity we get to celebrate that heritage is welcome. Kathy Bingham was the inductee into our Hall of Fame, and so at this week's County Council meeting, we'll also have a short service, and her photo will go up on the wall, and then it's an ongoing legacy. So very proud moment for the community and for Kathy and all her fans.
Finally, a little news this week from Tillsonburg. John Lessef is stepping down, and I know it's been cited as a family issue for him as mayor there, but what do you see happening in that area, and what do you think of his service so far?
John's been an outstanding leader in Tillsonburg. Well-being as a town, as part of Oxford County, is certainly so much stronger today than it was 3.5 years ago when he came on. We've seen great gains in their debt reduction, in their budget process, and their library services coming in as part of the county library. He will be greatly missed around the county council table. He's been a great supporter for the county services, and like I say, I'll miss him as an advisor, as a friend, and we wish him well in his health and for his family.
Do you have any idea who can replace him in the interim, at least from a county council perspective, as a seat, or does that, however, stay vacant?
No, that seat will be filled through the town of Tillsonburg.
Thanks very much, and we'll see you again on Wednesday. Just remind people the time of this week's meeting.
Yeah, 9:30 start. First off, we always start with some good news stories, and then the planning application, and then Kathy Bingham's induction into the Agriculture Wall of Fame.